Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Hope.
You're the only one to arrive, so we need to wait a couple more minutes. Hopefully somebody else will come.
Okay, no problem.
You having a good day?
I am just watching the news on the storm that's coming in. Keeping track of that.
I heard it was going to be on Thursday or Friday, correct?
There was just about 30, 40 minutes ago, they said Friday during the day. So we're still waiting because it hasn't come into the Gulf just yet. So it could be a 3 to a 2 or a 1. If they said once it hits land, it'll become 1. But in the meantime, between that, the Gulf and land, it'd be 3 or 2. So waiting and seeing.
That's all we can do.
Yes, sir.
And pray that it goes away and dissipates.
Yeah, pray that doesn't cause a lot of destruction for anybody, for that matter.
Correct.
So, we basically keep our bags kind of packed, you know, during this, on the hurricane season. We have the bag back just in case you have to leave for a short period of time.
I do understand. It's like my bag in my closet waiting for Mashiach.
Yeah, right. And so what's in your bag waiting on Mashiach?
A couple of changes of clothing.
Okay. Okay.
And obviously, I will take my computer and my cell phone.
Well, I usually take that, all of my prayer books, you know.
Right.
That's the door wherever I go most of the time, especially if we have to leave for a while. I do bring that.
Has joined.
Candles. For
good afternoon. We're going to start momentarily. I just need to finish one task. Okay. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. And you can find the handout on the unique astrological times link. Towards the bottom, you'll see a section titled Musar Development. And the first link under that is for the Sefer Tomer Devorah. And when that opens up, the safaria.org website for the Sefer Tomer Devorah, we're going to be reading from chapter 2, verse 4. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte bidkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu Leahta Lishem Yudhe Bavape, the Yehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vaino Amadunai Elohenu Elena Mafe Yadenu Kunane Elena Mafe Yadenu Kunanehu. Uyad matati mashke tov meod aval lo yoil amashke kol kach kimo she yoil lachar tach boshet am yiskar le'el v'hu she yargil atmo bishnei devarim. Additional suggestions to accustom oneself to humility. And I have found a very good potion, but the potion does not help as much as the bandage mentioned above. And it is that he accustom himself to two things. Ha'echad hu lekabed kol hanivraim ulam achar sheyakir. Malad habore asher yatzar Adam b'chafma v'kein kol hanivrayim Chachmat hayotzer bahem v'yireh b'yatzmo sheharei hem nikvadim me'od shenit. Meet the Paul Yotzer Hakol Echakam Hana Ale Alko Bivriatam Beilu Yivaze Otam Chas Wishalom Nogea Bikvod Yotram Behare Ze Gitbe El Hakam. So refasa keli bechachma gedola vechara maasehu el bnei adam behit chil echad mehem l'ganoto ulvazoto kama yagia mechachas El hechakam ahu mifei shem bazim achmato biyotam bazim maase yadav biyah hakadosh baruch hu yairayay ve'enav im yivazu shum b'riyah mivriyotav. V'ze shekatu ba'rabu ba'asecha Hashem lo amar gadlu ela rabu lashon rabbeito hash tashuvim me'od kulam b'chachma asita v'yachar shenit La Achmeta Bahem Rabu Begadlu Maasecha Berau Le Adam Lehit Bonen Mitoham Hachma Lo Bizayon. The first, it is to completely honor all of the creatures. Since he recognizes the virtue of the Creator that created man with wisdom, and the wisdom of the Creator is likewise in all of the creatures, and he himself sees that they are very, very honored, as the Creator of all, the virtuous wise one, dealt with them in their creation. And if he disgraces them, Hashem forbid, he touches on the honor of their creator. And behold, this is similar to a wise smith. He made a vessel with great wisdom, and he showed his creation to people. And one of them began to denounce it and to disgrace it. How much anger will come computer is temperamental, so I'm trying to. And one of them began to denounce it and to disgrace it. How much anger will come to that wise one, since they are disgracing his wisdom, in that they are disgracing the work of his hands? So they are disgracing the work of his hands, and so too will it be bad in the eyes of the Holy One, blessed be he, if they disgrace any creation of his creations. And this is the meaning of that which is written in Psalms 104:24. How many are your creations, Lord? It does not say great, but rather many, Rabu, an expression like the important one, the Rav of the house, meaning they are very important. You made all of them with wisdom, and since your wisdom has been involved with them, your works become important and great. And so it is fitting for a person to contemplate wisdom in them, not disgrace. Hasheni yargil atzmo lehaknis hachavat b'nei adam b'libo ha'apilu harshayim k'ilu hayu echav v'yoter mize ad sheikba b'libo hachavat b'nei adam kulam Wa'afilu harshayim ye'achavotam b'libo v'yomar mi'iten v'ayiyu elu tzadikim shavim b'tshuva v'yeyu kulam gedolim urtzuvim lamakom k'mamar rochev Ne'eman l'kol Yisrael, Amar. From Bamidbar, chapter 11, verse 29. Umiten kolam Hashem nevim v'gomer, uvame yecheha v'yoto mi'mazgir v'machashavto. Tovot asher bahem v'kaseh mumam v'lo yistakel v'nigehem ela b'midot atovot asher bahem v'yomar b'libo ilu haya ani hamaus hazeh Baal Mamon Rav Kama Hayiti Sameach Bechevrato Kimo She'ani Sameach Bechevrat Kepeloni Vahareze Ilu Yalbishu Halvushim Hanaim Kimo Paloni Harein Beno Leveno Hevdelim Kein Lama Yeadar Bekevodo Beine Vihare Beine Hashem Hashub Mimeni Shehu Nagua Meduka Onivisurim Umnuka Umnuke Mea Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ohehu vazeh vihye levavo. Bone el sad hato. Tu margil atzmo. Lachsho bekol mido tovot shezachardu. The second, he should accustom himself to internalize the love of people into his heart, and even the evildoers as if they were his brothers. And even more than this, until he fixes the love of all people into his heart, and he should even love the evildoers in his heart and say, who will give that they all be righteous penitents and all be great ones and desirable to the omnipresent? Like the statement of the trusted friend of all of Israel. He stated in Numbers chapter 11, verse 29, and who will give that all of the people of the Lord be prophets, etc. And with what? How will he love them? When he mentions in his thought the good qualities that they have and covers their blemish, and he not gaze at their scabs, but rather at the good traits that they have. And he should say in his heart, if this disgusting poor man was a man of much money, how happy I would be with his friendship, as I am with the friendship of X. And behold, if they would dress this one with nice clothes, like the X, behold, there is no difference between them. If so, why should he lack honor in my eyes? And behold, in the eyes of Hashem, he is more important than I, as he is stricken and downtrodden with poverty and afflictions, and so cleaned of iniquity. And why would I hate one that the Holy One, blessed be he, loves? And through this, his heart will turn to the side of good and accustom himself to think about all the good traits that we have mentioned. That is the end of chapter 2. The essence of the discussion in chapter 2 is the trait of humility. We need to strive to be humble. And the techniques to be humble are to remember that Hashem loves those, all of those. And if we consider all those, everyone else, as more important than ourselves, until we actually implement that in our heart and in our thoughts, that is how we will acquire the trait of humbleness. And it's something we need to work on all the time. Chapter 3, verse 1. Hine ha-chachma ha-elyona perusa al kol ha-nimtzayim kulam im hayota ne'elemet benisgava meod v'alecha ne'emar. Ma rabu ma'ase Hashem kulam b'chachma asita tachra'u la'adam shetihye ha'akmato mituya b'kol yihye l'lamed l'ho yiliv me'adam b'kol echad. Chapter 3 is dealing with the trait of wisdom, the trait of Chokmah. Behold, The highest wisdom is completely spread over all things that exist, even as it is very concealed and sublime. About it, it is stated in Psalms 104:24, "How many are your creations, Lord? You made all of them with wisdom." So too it is fitting for a person's wisdom to be found in everything, and he should teach to benefit people. He should endow each and every one according to his ability, that which he can endow from his wisdom, and no cause should disturb him in this at all. The trait of wisdom, to acquire it, requires one to teach what one knows. And in the name of the Chabad Rebbe, and as you know, I'm not a follower of the Chabad Rebbe, but I learned from everyone, and especially him. He was a very righteous man. And what did he teach about wisdom? That everyone should teach someone else. And then people will say, but I don't know enough to teach. And the Rebbe's answer was, do you know the alphabet? Then teach the alphabet. And if all you know is the aleph and you don't know the other letters, then teach the aleph. And if you're not sure that you can teach the aleph, then teach the yud of the aleph. There's always something you can teach. The best way to teach is to be a light unto the nations. The best way to teach is through demonstrations. The best way to teach is to be yourself and let others see you. But as others see you, they will question you. And that is your opportunity to teach. Chapter 3, verse 2. There are two sides of wisdom. Upon Ha'elyon Ha'pode El Ha'keter V'yenotam Ha'panim Mistaklim L'mata Ela Mekabilim Milbala. The higher side that faces the crown, Keter, that side does not gaze below, but rather receives from above. But once it receives, it does not turn to look below, as we will come to discover. Apan hasheni hatachton one lemata lehashkia Lasbiro Cheo meets Pashevet Chetet, the Hachmata Lehem. The second lower side that faces below, to survey the Sephirot that it extends to it with its winds, that it extends to with its wisdom. The second side of wisdom is looking below and surveying all of the Sephirot below it. And it's seeing what wisdom it can share at all the different levels of the Sephirot. Again, these are my words. I'm continuing to read. Kach yihye el ha'adam shenefanim. So, should there be two sides to a person? Ha'apan harishon hu yitboduto bekono kedei lehosif behachmato ultakta. The first side, that that is meditation about his creator in order to add to his wisdom and to refine it. Ha-sheni la-lamed b'nei Adam me'ota ha-chma she-ha-kadosh baruch hu ishpia lav. The second is to teach people from that wisdom that the Holy One, blessed be He, has endowed upon him. Ukmo she-ha ha-chma Mashpat el kol sefira usfira b'tifi shira b'tarka ken yashpia b'kol adam b'tifi shiur z'yitzichlo asher yokal shait abhaneot Ela v'tzako v'shvishamer milated yoter mishiur sekel hamishpat shelo timashe mimenu takala shaken hasvira ayel yona Moses bet al hashiur hamdubal mimkabel. And just like wisdom endows each and every sephirah according to its size and need, he should endow wisdom to every person according to the measure of his intellect, with which he can hold it, and that which is pleasant for him, and his need. And he should guard from giving more than the measure of the intellect of the endowed, so that a mishap not follow from it. And so is it that the higher sephirah does not add beyond the restricted measure of the receiver. The Sefer Tzevorah is telling us to be careful to share what we have learned, especially when it comes to the secrets of Kabbalah. The taste of Kabbalah, it does not matter whether the person can handle it or not. He will receive what energy he can receive, and it is all good. But when it comes to the secrets, to the sod level, it is important not to reveal to people what they cannot handle. And you have to be able to determine that if you are starting to teach the secrets. Chapter 3, verse 3. V'yod menderech ha-chakma li-yota Mashgachad al kol ha-mtziyut Mifnei shehiyo ha-machshava ha-choshevet Al kol ha-nimtzaot V'yalecha ne'emar Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. Kilo makshivotai, makshivotehem uktiv. Samuel 2, chapter 14, verse 14. V'chasha makhashavo levilti yeida. Mimenu nidach uktiv ki anochi v'yedati et amacha she'avot asher ani hoshev alechem Beit Yisrael shamach shevot shalom v'lo Maris Adam Leo Dana Pinkuhot Al Han Hagadim Hashem Lehoilam Umachavot Avidihiena Lekadere Mehani Daihim Velach Shov Alehem Machashavot Tovot Yemoshech HaShekel Hoshev Toelet HaNimsa Kulo Kutach Yachshov Utoalet Achavetrim Ve'itye Aips Atzot Tovot Im Hashem ve'im amo Meifrat v'viklal Hayotzer mehachana hagav hatova Nachalehu el hachan haga Hayashara v'yelo Kemo sakel umakshava L'nachagoedu nachalo El hamin hagato Avayosher kamatashava Ayelyona ham yasheret Adam v'ayelyon Prevalence over the needs of others. It is also from the way of wisdom for it to be surveying all things in existence, since it is the thought that thinks about all things in existence. And about it is stated from Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. And it is written in 2 Samuel 14:14, and he thinks thoughts that one banished, not by banishing from him. And also written in Jeremiah 29:11, for I have known the thoughts that I am thinking about you, house of Israel, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give to you an ending of hope. So too must a person's eyes be opened over the behavior of the people of Hashem to benefit them, and his thoughts should be to brief to bring close the banished and to think good thoughts about them, just like the mind thinks about the benefit of all existence. So should he think about the benefit of his fellows and counsel them with advice that is good with God and with his people, both individually and generally. And he should lead one who leaves good behavior towards straight behavior. And he should be like a mind and thought not to steer. He should lead people with good behavior towards straight behavior. And he should be like a mind and thought to steer him and lead him to good and straight action. Just like the highest thought straightens the highest man, the divine emanations below it. Chapter 3, verse 4. Yod ha-chachma t'chaye ha-kol k'diktiv. Kohelet, chapter 7, verse 12. V'ha-chachma t'chaye b'alecha t'chaye hu-bore ha-im ha-olam v'gorem lahem t'chaye ha-olam Azev chaye haolam haba umam tzio lachem chayim ze hachlal yihye noveya noveya chayim lakol. bestow life and wisdom, who also gives life to everything, as it is written in Ecclesiastes 7:12. And wisdom gives life to the one that possesses it. So too should he instruct life to the whole world and cause them to have life in this world and in the world that is coming, and facilitate life for them. And this is the general principle. He should exclude life for all. He should exude life for all. Chapter 3, verse 5. V'yod ha-chachma av l'kol ha-nimsaot t'diktiv t'ilim 104:24 Ma-rabu ma-secha Hashem kulam b'chachma askita v'hein ha'im u'mitkaimim Misham Lachiyehu Avle Kol Yitzurav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 5 U Yisrael Ikar Shehem Hanshamot HaKadoshot HaAtzulot Misham Vivakesh Tamid rachamim uvracha leolam kederech shehav ha'elyon rachaman al beruav v'yev amyatamid mitvalel bitzarat hamterim ke'ilu ha'yuvanav mamashu ilu. It's a ram. Shezehu retzono. Shel hakadosh baruch hu. The derech sheamar haroe hadeeman. Ha'anoki hariti. Et kol ha'am hazeki do almar. Elai sehu. Bechekecha uvazesa yisayet kolam Hashem ha'asher yisa ha'omein ed hayonek Yisro yekabech batelayim uheko yisa avalot yinahel ha'nikato Yifkod hana'ar yivakesh ha'nishparet yirafei ha'nitzava yikalkel ha'omrim ha'odot yachzir v'ra'em al Yisrael v'yisa b'sever ha'nim yafot masam Yav harachaman ha'elyon ha'sovel kol v'lo yibol v'lo yidalem v'lo yakut v'inachel l'kol achat kefi tarko. To be like a father, and wisdom is also a father to all that exists. As it is written in Psalms 104:24, how many are your creations, Lord? You made all of them with wisdom. They are living and survive from there. So too must he be a father to all of the creations of the Holy One, blessed be he, and to Israel. The essence, as they are the holy souls that emanate from there. And he should always seek mercy and blessing for the world, in the way that the highest Father is a merciful one, upon his creatures, and always pray about the distress of those in distress. And if they were his actual children, and as if he created them. As this is the will of the Holy One, blessed be he, in the way of the faithful shepherd, stated in Numbers 11:12, did I conceive all this people, that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom? And in this way he should carry all of the people of Hashem, as a nurse carries an infant. With his forearm he gathers the limbs. With his bosom he carries, leads the nurse mothers. He should remember the hidden, seek the young, heal the broken, sustain the needy, and return the lost. And he should have mercy on Israel and carry their load with a pleasant countenance, like the highest merciful one, who tolerates everything and does not wither, nor ignore, nor get sick of them, but rather leaves each one according to his needs. Elu hen midot ha-chachma av-rachaman av-anim. These are the traits of wisdom, the merciful father over its children. Elu hen midot ha-chachma av-rachaman av-anim. These are the traits of wisdom, the merciful father over his children. So we have read chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 5. We completed chapter 2. And our class is complete for the day. This last verse is something that you can use as a mantra or a repetitive phrase. It's short. It consists of 8 words. And we know the number 8 connects us to Bina, to the world that is coming. And it has 26 letters, which connects us directly to Hashem through the gematria of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. So I will repeat this more slowly. Elu hen midot ha-chachma av-rachaman al-banim. These are the traits of wisdom, the merciful father over its children. I wish you all a beautiful afternoon. Remind you that there are 2 more classes tonight, one at 4:30 and one at 7. Both times are West Coast times. At 4:30 is a deep Zohar, and at 7 is questions and answers. Shalom to everyone.
Thank you.
If you have a question, feel free to ask it.
Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Call to.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.